Geek Radio Daily for Thursday. That would be Thursday for Don Blake fans. Not Don Blue.
No, totally different.
Not the same thing. August the 28th.
Brave adventure, your quest awaits.
Woohoo! 2008. It is Dragon Con Eve.
Yeah, it is.
And that there across from me, already excited. So excited he's shaking, though that could be the DTs. I'm not sure. That's Billy Flynn.
Excuse me, would you like to taste my smoked meat log?
Oh, wow. All right, we're starting off today saucy.
Just a little bit.
Saucy. All right, sausage. Me, I'm packed. I'm ready to go, man. I'm working 2 hours today, and then I'm on the road. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm a lazy ass.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, well, and I'm the vicar.
Oh, boy, is this great.
Yeah, baby. In addition to Dragon Con Eve, as a Civil War geek, among other types of geekiness, I will note that this very day, the 28th of August, Second Battle of Manassas, 1862, 1862, brilliant execution by Lee's two wings, experimenting early on with his corps command system, coming off of the clunkier system that he used on the peninsula with Longstreet and Jackson's 1st and 2nd Corps, and a lovely, lovely pincher movement. All right. Yeah, sorry. Well, listen, Billy Boyd turns 40 today.
Hey, there we go.
There we go. Watched some Lord of the Rings last night with the Vicarus. Also, Jack Black right behind him turns 39. 39 years old today. Happy birthday to you
guys.
We
don't mind sucking on toes.
See, that's shrimp in.
That's a D reference.
Shrimp, I get that now. Let's talk TV, baby. All right, let's start with the networks. ABC tonight, you got your Ugly Betty for you America Ferrara fans.
I love America.
Grey's Anatomy there, and of course also, oh look, the Democratic National Convention.
Ooh.
I'll be darned.
Ooh. Tonight on CBS, it's Big Brother 10. Yeah, still on 10. Two housemates are evicted live.
I bet that's going to be the power of the veto.
You know, probably.
CBS
probably.
Tonight, I wanted to mention, by the way, CSI. This evening's episode of CSI is entitled Ending Happy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I remember bringing that
Not
up.
Not what you think it is.
NBC, you got preseason NFL
football.
Redskins. Redskins and Jaguars tonight coming off of a ridiculous loss last weekend.
Yeah.
But we'll see, and they're going to have it over with apparently in time for the DNC because that's on the schedule.
Or as some people call it, the Jaguars.
The Jaguars. Yeah.
Silly. Tonight on Fox, it's a new episode of The Moment of Truth where people get strapped down into a lie detector and, well, if you don't mind telling the truth and embarrassing yourself, your entire family and everything, you could win some money.
I'd watch it if you didn't tell the truth, there were electrical shocks involved.
Oh, that would be special.
AMC Tomorrow Never Dies. Which James Bond picture was that?
That's the second. That's the one with Bill Gates kind of guy.
I don't think I saw it.
I can't remember who it was.
Nothing.
But right after that, sir, right after that, Star Trek Nemesis.
Ooh.
So Tomorrow Never Dies and Star Trek Nemesis. Not the greatest films in the world. Don't know how they're called classics.
I don't know.
You know what is a classic? Look over on FX. They're showing Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines, not once, no, but twice.
Twice, so it's got to be good. DHN, which is like the Discovery Health
Network?
Network.
Sure.
Anyway, the Dwarf Family Revisited. The Dwarf Family, because I love Gimli. I love Gimli. Oh, and Sleepy and Doc.
They were
so
great.
That's bound to be good.
Tonight on the History Channel, it's the Works Motorcycles. The History of Motorcycles.
Okay,
sure.
That's fun. Sure.
And without those, what would Indiana Jones have done?
I understand.
Exactly.
The Biography Channel tonight. Eddie Murphy special. Remember when he made good movies?
I do.
Yeah.
I remember when he was funny. Tonight on FMC, that's the Fox Movie Channel, I guess, Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, my
God.
I know you're about that. Mannequin's on before it. How's that for a double feature,
my goodness.
Yo? South Park, Bigger, Longer, Uncut on TMC. Huh.
Really?
Yeah.
The movie channel?
Yeah.
Crazy. Turner Classic Movie Show and Major Dundee with Charlton Heston and Richard Harris. VH1's got Drumline. But if I'm watching anything this evening, I'm flipping it to the Sci-Fi Channel.
Ooh.
Because a warrior and a freedom fighter join forces to battle an elite unit meant to protect mankind. Tonight, Don the Dragon Wilson, Bokeem Woodbine, and Battlestar Galactica's Katie Sackhoff, starring The Last Sentinel.
So the warrior and the whatever, are they one person or two?
No, I think they're two.
They're two different. Oh, okay.
I think there's all kinds of...
So it's a buddy movie.
It's a buddy movie.
Okay.
They laugh, they solve crimes, and they're cops.
Oh,
tonight
and
on Fox.
Possibly
and
wackiness.
Katie Sackhoff might get into a fight with somebody in some water, which would be awesome.
All right, mailbag.
It's here. Listen up. It's time for mail call.
Hey, GRD, I was watching the dance video for Murs Playing for Keeps, and I must give the vicar props. Man, you can move, and thanks for wearing pants.
Yeah, thanks.
So what's the cost of Playing for Keeps paperback? I hope it's less than 15 bucks.
15 bucks, little man, put that shit in my hand. If that money doesn't show, then you owe me, oh.
Cue the soundbite, it says here. Oh, good,
oh,
it is. Just
I
wanted
should.
To say I love the show. Have a blast at Dragon Con, Virtual Kinesis on the GRD forums. P.S. I was the first to leave feedback on iTunes for you.
Aww.
That's from Dominic. Thank
that's
you, Dominic.
Very sweet. Surreal says, hey, Vicar and Flynn, Dragon Con almost here. Woohoo. No, 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 no. Not woohoo.
There it
Thank
is.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to meeting you guys down there. My brother, who I got hooked on listening to your show and considers himself a stealth geek. Thanks for getting people hooked. Probably can't wait for it to get here so that I will stop running around our shop telling everyone how long it is till the can.
Mm.
I guess that means con, but...
I hope so.
I gotta go to the can. I think he's getting sick of it. Anyway, counting down the hours till I leave for Hotlanta and can't wait for the taping of the weekly show. And like I said on the forums, they're at the good old geekradiodaily.com. That's oh wait, that does say ding. That since this is my first real con, I might need a little guidance, and there just might be a beer in it for anyone that can show me the ropes. See you Friday, Surreal. I'll show you the ropes. I haven't been there, but by God, if it's a beer involved, I'll help you out.
All right. What up, geeps? If you had the ability to become a Jedi today, would you?
Yes.
With that answer being yes, how long till you go dark?
Never.
Because once you go dark, my friends all gave me about 15 minutes
well,
for getting whatcha. Want ain't nothing but what?
Forgetting what you want ain't nothing better than the Jedi mind trick.
Okay,
you don't
thank
know street.
You.
You don't
thank
know street.
You.
You
I'm
you
a
do.
Cul-de-sac. I know. That's from Carl. That's
Aww,
from Carl.
That's hot.
Yeah, okay. And how long till we go dark? I don't know. It depends on, is there a fee involved?
Yeah,
I suppose, because that's what's important.
Go ahead and read the next one, sir.
All right. I'm still geeking out about this weekend. Have you guys figured out where you're doing the show Saturday morning? If so, let the Geek Radio Daily Army know so we can say hey and all. Jonathan in Birmingham. Yes, we're taping Saturday morning at 11:30 in Evo Terra's suite. I don't
That's
know
the
yet.
Exact time that Joel Hodgson's Cinematic Titanic panel is, where they do a live presentation, which is the only thing that I desperately wanted to go to.
Yeah, I know.
I
man.
Love you guys because we're
about,
still doing the show.
It's all
I
about
love
sacrifice.
You guys.
We don't know the suite number yet. As soon as we do, we'll get it over there on the
Sweet.
Forums at geekradiodaily.com.
Oh, you're a jerk. Look what you did.
Yeah.
Hey, gentlemen, I just had to email you, and that's spelled M-A-L-E, email you.
Hey.
After hearing the TV pages for tonight, speaking of yesterday's show, how the hell does Starsky and Hutch rated as an American movie classic, and then it's followed by Time Cop? Oh, wait, they must have changed their name to American Movie Crap and forgot to tell
oh,
anyone.
Oh, damn.
This is like when the Nashville Network was playing Star Trek The Next Generation. Oh, and since the vicar insists on asking for mail,
yeah.
M-A-L-E, mm-hmm. Here's a video for you that will never make you ask for mail, M-A-L-E, again. The link will be there in the shows. So until you guys do that kind of soccer practice, not that there's anything wrong with that, make my GRD, and that's from Dave, and I don't know that I want to click the link.
Wow.
I'm a little scared.
All right,
scared.
Dave. Well, thank you. And
I'm
if you want to write
scared.
Us, do so. Podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar or the Bruce at GeekRadioDaily.com. Coming back with Patio Books next.
When Ishmael Horatio Wong is orphaned by a flitter crash, he must make some hard decisions about how to survive in a company-owned universe. With limited time and fewer options, he lands a job as the newest hand on the solar clipper Lois McKendrick and learns the importance of a good cup of coffee. If you're a fan of space opera but always wanted a story with a different kind of hero, meet Ishmael Huang. He isn't the lost son of an overthrown monarch. He isn't the captain of the ship. He's not even an officer. He's not rich or tall or handsome. He's not particularly bright. He's just an average guy trying to make his way in the universe. In the tradition of Half Spacesuit Will Travel and Farmer in the Sky, Quarter Share begins the story of profit, confusion, and the heroism of day-to-day in the deep dark. Set sail with Ishmael, Pip, Beverly, and the rest of the crew of the Lois McKendrick in Quarter Share, a trader's tale from the golden age of the solar clipper, a new science fiction novel by Nathan Lowell. Find it on patiobooks.com today.
Get this book and more free titles from patiobooks.com.
Sorry. Geek so Radio good. Daily for this Thursday, August the 28th, 2008. All the geek without the weight. That's right. Billy Flynn and the Vicar flying at you yet again with some exciting adventures. In we're flying away. You can't hear us anymore.
Oh,
that's no good.
Damn.
You're flying tomorrow. You're flying down to Hotlanta tomorrow evening. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, 6:48 my plane leaves.
Rock
it's supposed
on.
To arrive at 8:36.
Rock
so there
on.
You go.
Okay, let's talk patio books, baby. Because we like them.
They're good.
Oh, it can be.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
All right, kids, you want some free audiobooks? Podiobooks.com's got it. Here's what's new this week. More from the insidious mind of Greg Kreitz. I hope I said that right. Consider yourself warned. It's his second book in the series, Duncan the Vampire Slayer 2.
Nice.
Electric Boogaloo. Our heroes travel from the Smoky Mountains of America to Nepal, to France, to Australia, to Italy on a quest that spans the globe, a quest to rid the earth of the bloodsuckers and find a cure for that nasty vampire blood. Duncan the Vampire Slayer 2 from Greg Kreitz.
Sweet. So DragonCon is the largest multimedia popular culture convention focusing on science fiction and fantasy, gaming, comics, literature, art, music, and film in the United States.
Yeah, it is.
That makes it a natural gathering place for many of the authors you'll find here on Patio Books. So Patio Books is helping sponsor two very large parties Friday night. And Friday night, Scott Sigler's Pimps and Hoes 2,
yeah.
The Wrath of Bone.
I love it.
Giggity. And Saturday night, T. Morris and Pip Ballantyne's Books and Black Whale. It's an Evo suite, but he don't know the suite number and won't know until Friday when they assign a room. So we'll get that on the
I wasn't lying
on
when
the
I
site
said we
tomorrow.
Don't know yet, so we'll find out.
Both as soon those, as we know.
Do you notice both those say RSVP?
They do.
I am RSVP.
I was told just to show up.
Yeah, all right.
But
all
you
right.
Know, that's because we're, you know, mixed.
Yeah,
we're
I'll
mixed.
Check with Evo and with May as soon as I
well,
can.
Since
just
Evo,
to be safe.
Since Evo said to use his room, I assume
well,
we
yeah,
have a
I
blanket
assume it's
pass.
All right. Finally, in what might be the single largest posting in the history of Podiobooks.com, they've just posted 42 episodes of The Onion Files.
I love The Onion.
General Val Pate, or Pate.
Ooh.
I don't know how to say it. Brings the total episode count to 53. They're all yours for the taking. The Onion Files by General Val Pate, or Pate, on Patio Books this week. Join the Patio Books bandwagon. It's easy, free, and awesome. As soon as you finish listening to today's GRD, take your attention and your sticky fingers over to patiobooks.com.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky perspective. So Marvel Entertainment said on Monday it's partnering with Japanese anime studio Madhouse Incorporated to create characters inspired by Marvel Universe for the Japanese market. The effort is meant to help grow the exposure of Marvel's comic book character franchise internationally. The characters will be visually adapted to suit the anime style, and their backstories and histories will interweave Japanese culture and history. Madhouse is producing the first of four new series, which are scheduled to launch in spring 2010. The initial series will feature characters including Iron Man, Wolverine, among others. The Marvel anime series will debut on Animax, the first and largest 24-hour network dedicated to anime.
Oh, my goodness. From Newsarama, fans won't be seeing an adaptation of Garth Ennis and Steve Dillon's Preacher on HBO.
No!
Mark Steven Johnson, who wrote the pilot and was set to serve as an executive producer, tells Comics Continuum that the new head of the cable network thought the series was, quote, too dark and too violent and too controversial. I know there's been a lot of talk about this show. Well, stop talking, because it's not happening.
No! IO9 reports that it's been hinted at, but by God, it is smeggin' happening. The cat himself has said that BBC's sci-fi sitcom Red Dwarf is set to return for a special one-hour
oh, wow.
episode to be filmed this October.
Oh, that's meant.
That announcement came from one of the cast members himself, Robert Llewellyn, who played Crichton, at a personal appearance this past weekend in Seattle. That's all the information we have, so some more Red Dwarf
Ooh,
is coming.
Red Dwarf fans, yes. Rejoice, no lie. From Dark Horizons, Matt Manfredi and Phil Hay will adapt Garth Ennis's The Boys for
the
Sony
Boys.
Pictures and original films, according to The Hollywood Reporter. So Garth Ennis, bad day, but good day.
Sweet.
At the same time.
There we go.
The comic follows the adventures of a CIA squad known informally as The Boys, whose job is to keep watch on the proliferation of superheroes and, if necessary, intimidate or eliminate them.
Oh, with extreme prejudice.
With extreme prejudice. So, yes, we'll keep an eye on that. Hopefully that will be coming soon.
So, Dexmo over at Screen Geek sent us a nice little link about the Mortal Kombat DC game, which shows some of the Joker's moves and shows the Joker's fatality. And for those of you worried that this is going to be Mortal Kombat Lite, I've got the link. It's going to be in the show notes. No, this is not Mortal Kombat Lite. This is going to be just gruesome.
It's going to be throwdown.
And we got time real quick?
Time.
Okay, early cancer detection can significantly improve survival rates. We know that. So current diagnostic tests often fail in different cancers to detect cancers in the earliest stages, while at the same time exposing people to radiation. So a team led by Dr. Patrick McCann, he's got a small group of internationally known researchers at the University of Oklahoma, and with expertise in the development of mid-infrared lasers, is working to create a sensor to detect biomarker gases exhaled from your breath. They'll use a laser to test your breath to see if you have cancer.
A cancer breathalyzer.
Proof
no
of
way.
Concept detection of a suspected lung cancer biomarker in exhaled breath has already been established, as reported by the Oklahoma Group in July of 2007. The evidence is clear. Gas phase molecules are uniquely associated with cancer. So, yeah, you don't have bad breath. You got cancer.
Wow. Worst news. All right, Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Make sure you subscribe through iTunes. Drop us a review while you're there.
Please do.
That would be kind.
Thank
Join
you.
The forums over at geekradiodaily.com. And don't miss GRD Weekly.
Don't do it.
Our hour-long wrap-up show starring Billy Flynn, the Vicar, and the Bruce. Check out the new store at cafepress.com and email us at podcast. Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
ビルの谷間の暗闇に
Oh my God, Bear is driving. How can that be?
Spider-Man.